All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: he tells his mama everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 28-year-old woman that just eloped with the love of my life. We dated for 7 years, and we did not want to waste money on a big wedding, so we eloped and had a nice ceremony. I also wanted to elope so my husband's mom wouldn't be all in the mix trying to tell us what to do. She's the reason that I waited so long to get married. She's a meddler and a gossiper, and it's not really her fault because my husband tells her everything I do. It's been going on since we started dating 7 years ago, and we fight about his mother all the time. Back when we first had sex, he told his mother, and she told my mother. My mother was hurt. My husband and I broke up twice before we got married because his mom said I was too into sex after he told her that my sex drive is very high. The second time we broke up, he told his mother that I was considering dyeing my hair blonde, and his mother called me and said that's not a classy color for a black girl. I started making up stuff just to see how much of a mama's boy he was being, and he fell right into the trap. I told him I was behind in my student loan payments, and he told his mama. She called me and asked if I was having money problems and suggested that I get a second job so I could pay my bills. I'd had enough, and I decided to fight fire with fire. I told his mom that he's experiencing ED, so we have not had sex in over 3 weeks. His mama called him, and he was fuming mad at me and said I shouldn't have told his mama his business. Oh, really? He has avoided me the past few days, but we need to have a discussion about his mama and her never-ending mess. How do I get him to stop telling his mama everything? Please help. I think you asked a little late for all of this. You're married now. His mama is his mama, and she's been allowed to be all up in the mix for 7 years, okay? She's not going to change that. This is a monster your mama's boy husband created, and there are no boundaries with him or her. I mean, you saw that 7 years ago. He tells her everything, and then she goes and runs her mouth. I mean, honestly, I'm really surprised that you married into this. You said you waited to marry him for 7 years because of his mama and her mouth, but she's still doing it. So what was the 7-year wait for? She has not changed. You could have married him 7 years ago and gotten the same thing. The same, very same thing as you got now. The only time you break up, now think about this. You said that in a letter. You broke up twice. The only time you broke up was because of his mom getting into his business. I'm still trying to figure out why you thought it would be different now because he put a ring on it. No. This situation is stupid. I just think he is and always will be a mama's boy who hasn't learned to put his wife first, and that's the problem. And mom is just doing mom. She's just doing her. This marriage is not going to last unless you and your husband present some sort of united front to his mother so she'll know that she needs to butt out of your marriage. Plain and simple. Steve?
Everything Shirley said is true. It's not a lot I can add to this. But you know I will.
But you know you will.
Because I like little bitty stuff.
Yes.
The fact that you eloped says it all right there. And the reason you eloped is because his mother's messy and you ain't want up in your business. Now, you obviously love this dude because y'all been dating 7 years. But you eloped. You had a nice little ceremony. Now, she's a meddler, gossiper, but it's not her fault because my husband tells her everything. See, this whole letter really has nothing to do with her. This letter is about you, the writer, and your husband, their mama's boy. Because that's all he is. He's a mama's boy. Now, at the end of your letter, you say, how do I get him to stop telling his mama everything? It's going to be hard. It's really, really going to be hard. Because he's a mama's boy. And he's been one for at least, you say you're 28. Let's just say y'all the same age. He's 28. Mm-hmm. And y'all been together 7 years. He's been a mama's boy for about 28 years.
All of his life.
The whole time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to disengage or get a person to rescind all these thoughts he's been having for 28 years. He's a mama's boy. Let me just go through a couple of things right here. Y'all fight about his mama all the time because he defends her because he's a mama's boy. So then he told his mother that when y'all finally had sex, who do that? Me and my mama have never discussed sex. Ever. We didn't have the birds and the bees conversation, but daddy came and gave that to me. Mm-hmm. It was short, it was to the point, and it was not clinical.
I would love to have heard that.
I can't repeat nothing he told me.
I bet you can't. I believe it.
That was my sex education talk with my daddy. Brutal. Threw me into something.
How old were you?
About 12, 13.
All right.
You know, back then, that was plenty of time.
Yeah, hold that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter, he tells his mama everything. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. He tells his mama everything. Lord.
That's your problem. You done married a mama's boy. Now, you waited 7 years to marry him because his mama's always met him. So y'all eloped so she wouldn't be up in your bed. And she had a nice little ceremony. But your husband tells her stuff all the time. And all y'all do is fight about her. Back when y'all first had sex, he told his mother. His mama got on the phone, called your mama. Your mother was hurt. Y'all broke up twice before y'all got married because his mama said I was too into sex after he told her my sex drive is high. What boy goes in there talking to his mama about his girlfriend's sex drive?
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone.
Right.
So right there, lady, what are we talking about? The second time we broke up, he told his mother that I was considering dyeing my hair blonde, and his mama called me and said, that's not a classy color for a black girl.
Wow. Right.
I done seen some fly chicks with some black girls with some blonde boy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Carla has blonde in her hair. Come on, Carla.
Looks perfectly fine. And it's always, hair is always whipped. That's one thing about the ladies on this show. Carla, Shirley, Monica. They hair gonna be right. Always. But she didn't want you to dye your hair black. So then you started making up stuff to see how much of a mama's boy. He fell into the trap. He'd have told everything. I was behind. I was my student loan payments. He told his mama. She called me and asked if I was having money problems and suggested I get a second job. Because you sure can't count on my baby. He ain't gonna be able to help you do nothing. Because he my baby.
Right. He takes care of me.
Not gonna have this boy working no two jobs and he be tired. Then you decided to fight fire with fire. You told his mother that he's experiencing ED. So we ain't had sex in over 3 weeks. His mama called him and he was fuming mad at me and said I shouldn't have told his mama his business. Well, ain't that stupid?
Yeah. Mm.
You tell all of hers.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm.
He avoided me the past few days, but we need to have a discussion about his mama and this never-ending mess. How do I get him to stop telling you? You can't. He's a mama's boy and he's been there for 28 years. And I want you to understand, it's not her, it's him. You're married to a mama's boy. Period. I don't know how to stop these mama boys because I've seen some bad cases of that.
What's the worst?
Well, I had a dude one time. He was real close to his mother. You know, we understood that because his father had died.
Okay.
You know, we grew up together. But he just everything. My mama said, I'ma tell my mama. Hey, don't. Because, you know, on our street, the lady down the street could give you a whipping, too.
Oh, yeah. It takes a village, yeah.
Oh. And our village was all savages. I done got beat by all my friends' mama.
Wow.
Yeah. But this letter right here, it's just a real case. Shirley said it best. This is a mama's boy. He's not going to change. I can't help you. You married a mama's boy. All I can help you with is relationship problems with men.
What does she wait for 7 years for to get the same thing, though?
Why don't you do this, lady, because you may be able to get out this marriage. Why don't you check his driver's license and get a copy of his birth certificate? Because you might be, you know, he might be 14.
Oh, wow.
He's still a boy?
He's still a boy.
Wow. And then you can get out your marriage.
Why would he tell his mother that?
She got a high sex drive.
Tell your mama that about you. What?
Ooh, mama, she be in there bringing it.
Yeah.
And then his,
and don't you be lying? Ain't you got to go to work? Why is she screwing all evening? I'ma call her. Listen. Lucretia? This is Earl's mama. How much time we got? We got time for a reenactment. A minute, 10 seconds. Shirley?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm going to call you. You the wife.
Okay.
Hello, Shirley?
Yes. Hi, Miss Dorothy.
This is Earl's mama. We ain't got a lot of time.
Okay. How you doing?
You and Earl. Earl says you got a high sex drive.
He did.
Well, don't act like he was talking about you.
Well, wait a minute now, Miss Dorothy. That's our business. Why did he tell you that? Did you ask him? What?
Because Earl be tired and he got to go to work.
Well,
and you all in here all night dancing on the edge of the bed and everything, and Earl needs to get his rest. Earl can't perform his job and perform with you too.
Well, he
three,
can't perform
four, five
with me.
Times a week.
Well, Miss Dorothy, I understand you told my mother. Now my mother's upset. Miss Dorothy.
I told your mama because we got to stop you.
What am I doing that's so wrong, Miss Dorothy? That's just perfectly natural. I'm human.
Screwing this boy all these days of the week.
He's a man, Miss Dorothy. You keep saying he's a boy.
Oh,
he's going to think like a boy.
He is my baby.
Oh, no, he's my baby.
Here it comes.
All right, listen, I think we get it. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.